Russian Revolution. If you want to hear this, share it, like it, all those types of things. You can find this episode on civicmedia.us. Download it wherever you get your podcasts, all that good stuff. Like our page, share our page, all the socials. And again, we are talking with the new chairman of WISDEMS, Devin Remicker. Again, dude, thank you. This is our last segment, but I appreciate you, you know, moving stuff around and hanging out with us for a little while today.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So, okay. What are the takeaways for like Wisconsin in this from this week? Our Democrats are back, I think it's number one.
You know, we're so back. Here's the thing though, is that I think the rest of the country is kind of having the moment that at least I personally had, and I think at least some people in Wisconsin had back in April, right? You know, there has been this extended sort of grieving and soul searching process that the Democratic Party has gone through nationwide. And we didn't have a choice, you know, but to just roll up our sleeves and get to work. And, you know, we figured out really quickly that you can fight back. You know, you don't have to, you know, avoid the issue. You can call out someone like Elon Musk that's trying to buy an election when his company filed a lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin. and he's trying to buy a seat so that he can get a judge to rule in his case and enrich himself. You can call a spade and fight back. We won. Right. We won that fight. And, you know, I think that sort of has instilled this motivation in me that's felt a little, you know, disconcordant with perhaps the national attitude, right? Because I saw that we can win earlier. And now I think that this has been that sort of validation that, you know, we can actually do this. We can claw our way back. And we don't need some sort of national figurehead, right? Like that's, you know, in these moments, we crave the safety of a leader, right? Yeah. A national leader. And after 2016, we didn't get that either. What we did was we helped elect a whole new generation of leaders in states across the country in the 2018 midterms. Many of those people are now our potential presidential candidates in 2028, right? And I think that is the opportunity that we have now, and that's the opportunity ahead of us in 2026. There is more we can actually win in 2026 than I think in any single year since probably 2006 in this state.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be huge. What do you, so like super going into the weeds, when something like that happens, when you have a huge result, do like the leaders of the states get together and have like conference calls and be like, all right, this is what worked. Give this a try. Like, is there like information sharing and all that kind of stuff that happens?
Absolutely. Yeah. After every election, there's usually a debrief process. And, you know, sometimes that, it takes a little while to sort through all the you know, aftermath and figure out, okay, this worked. It seemed like this group really turned out. Maybe this group didn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've already seen, you know, some messages from the DNC, from my fellow state parties, celebrating both their own successes, their programs, what they did. And we'll all be getting together in December. We have quarterly meetings of all the state parties in the country where we come together, share best practices, knowledge, and try to lift each other up. We'll be having one of those in December, I believe the second week of December, in addition to a DNC meeting as well. And I think that's going to be a real, you know, both celebration of success, but also gearing up for the fight ahead.
What do you think they did right this time that we didn't do before?
From what I saw, candidates stayed laser focused on the issue that was most important to voters.
What is it?
Cost of living and affordability. That was, you know, we saw it in the Marquette poll. We saw it in polling in other states. Voters, everything's too expensive. And not only did everything start as being too expensive, but now they are starting to see the impact of Republican policies that are making the things that might have been affordable or helped lift that burden before either more expensive or unavailable. I mean, you know, in Wisconsin, we're seeing this firsthand, right? Like subsidies, healthcare subsidies, which right now Democrats are fighting for in Congress, they are set to go up 800%. I mean, a working family of four, their healthcare costs, $30,000. $30,000. That's almost half like the household income for your median family in the state of Wisconsin. It is absurd. So, you know, Republicans who are trying to blame Democrats for, you know, the shutdown when they control all three branches and Democrats are simply asking that we try to make healthcare affordable for working families. I think that's a losing argument.
I think it's a losing argument. And I think it's one that, they have to stay laser focused on.
Yeah.
And how do they how do we, you, everybody, how do you paint that as like a sticky note and slap it on the forehead of every single Republican that tries to get their job back next year?
You have to be relentless, and you have to hold them accountable, and you have to point out what the record is. You know, I noticed very clearly that, you know, the day of the election, Tom Tiffany was talking a lot about immigration and crime. And the morning after, what's he up there with talking about affordable housing? I'm like, okay, Mondani, like, what are you doing, man? Like, they are so shameless and so simple. They eventually, at some point, they will try to run away and abandon the president, yes. abandon his record, and abandon what they all voted for. And that's the key part. They're all on the record. They all voted for the big, ugly bill, right? They have all enabled this over the years. And, you know, I think that when you look at the Republicans that we have now, I think back to the sort of last stand of the anti-Trump movement in Wisconsin in 2016 during the Republican primary, right? We were, I believe, the last state that he didn't win when Ted Cruz won the state of Wisconsin. A lot of those folks, a lot of those leaders, the people that were able to actually make that possible, they've walked away from the Republican Party.
Yep.
Or at the very least, they stay arm's length away from Donald Trump and the MAGA movement as it stands. The folks that we have now, they are dyed in the wool. I think that's a very hard record to run away from, but we cannot take for granted that that is apparent. There's just so much going on in this day and age, especially when people are worried about making ends meet, that they don't follow, you know, legislative bill tracking. And we need to make it clear what they voted for, what they enabled, and who's fighting for them, the Democratic Party.
It's really interesting, yeah, that you say that. The Wisconsin is we are the home of the Never Trump movement. You know, that started with us. That started, I mean, I was there. I helped with that. And I'm proud of that. And you're exactly right. And that those people that did that, they have drifted away from that party. And so how do the Democrats win back those voters? How do they win back rural voters that have drifted away?
Yeah, I really think it has to start by showing up and helping the folks understand what we actually stand for and what we're actually fighting for. And I really don't think some people understand what that is. I think that there is a very skewed perception, largely because we weren't making the case ourselves, or we weren't making it very effectively. You know, when you allow your opponent to define you,
yes.
which is what I think happened in a lot of voters' minds, you have failed. And I think that, you know, I'm from Two Rivers, right? I see a lot of social media traffic from the hometown. I think that a lot of people think that we're more interested in putting litter boxes in kids' schools.
Dude.
Instead of just making sure that we actually have well-funded, accessible public education. Like, you know, there is this entirely skewed perception of our priorities. And part of that is because Democrats both haven't had an effective message and an effective argument, but we haven't shown up, right? Like, there are folks that are not always comfortable in going into these spaces, right? And showing up and like, yeah, taking a little bit of heat and taking a little bit of crap from folks that may not be with you. But ultimately, if we can take a place that was, you know, 30% Democratic, get it up to 35% and replicate that across the state of Wisconsin, that's going to make a tremendous difference in our statewide elections. But we have to show up and we have to have a message that actually adds to our coalition, doesn't make people feel condescended to or pushed out of the party.
It's really interesting that you say that, because I had a conversation with someone this week about, you know, all of this stuff. And he's the response, and he's like owns a large business, and he said, well, you know, I just don't want a man going into the bathroom with my grandchildren or my granddaughters. And I'm like, do you really think that's what this is about? Like, honestly, do you really think, like, look around, dude, look at what's happening, you know, look at affordability and, you know, your freaking business and the tariffs. Oh my God. It's, but that's exactly what it is. The Republicans have been allowed to define us and our priorities for since 2015.
Yeah. And, you know, this is, I think, our fundamental challenge and our fundamental opportunity cycle. I think that for folks like that, right, I think that this is maybe the time where, you know, we may not be able to get to that 100% agreement. And I don't think that has to be the goal in any way, shape or form. But if we can use the economy and use what is happening, maybe to his business, maybe to the cost of what he needs to manufacture something, and we can get buy-in on that front, right? I think that at least gives us a bridge to be able to have a conversation about, like, hey, maybe we should just leave the kids alone, huh?
Right.
This is going pretty well. Like, we're doing good stuff here. Like, do we, you know, like, is this really something that is infringing on your freedom? It's infringing on someone else's. So what's the issue? I think that you need that common language, right? I think one of the biggest problems is that social media has allowed folks to kind of opt into reality in whatever way they want to see it. And we both have to find ways to break those bubbles, and whether that's on social media or through in-person conversations, sort of reset. You know, there's no Cronkite that just tells everyone what the truth is anymore, right? There's no baseline understanding of the facts. Everyone has their own. And we just have to find a way to break through that. And I think that's what these candidates did successfully, was that they were able to get people to believe them and not necessarily what someone else was saying about them, because they seemed earnest, honest, and were explaining issues clearly, not just what they would do, but what the problem was, to help voters understand.
Right. And we're talking with WISDEM's chairman, Devin Remiker. What's keeping you up at night?
The thing that keeps me up at night, and it's not what a lot of Democrats are really worried about right now, which is, you know, are we going to have elections in 2026? Like, that's something I hear a lot, right? People are worried about, you know, sort of the trajectory that we're on. Is this victory going to accelerate some sort of anti-democratic plot from the Trump administration? I think that we're in pretty good shape for 2026, largely because people that believe in democracy at the state level have already been at the helm when this process has unfolded. Yeah. What I worry about is 2027 and 2028. I mean, both because this is an opportunity for us to be able to deliver for working people. I feel a real sense of urgency in this moment to win big in 2026, the governorship, the state senate, the state assembly, expand a majority on the court that believes in fairness. Absolutely. I worry that if we aren't able to have a resounding enough victory, not just in Wisconsin, but states across the country, that in 2028, we could face really serious challenges to our democracy, whether that's Trump, whether it's J.D. Vance trying to succeed him. Republicans are all in on this plot right now. And the only reason we didn't see it in 2024 was that they came out ahead. But I very much feel, a huge sense of urgency and responsibility to do whatever we can to win big in 26, because I do worry about what's going to happen to our democracy in 2028 if we don't.
How do people get involved?
You can go to wisdems.org. You can sign up to get involved. Right now, we are looking for volunteers, especially ahead of the Supreme Court race, where the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has endorsed Chris Taylor against Maria Lazar. And talk about democracy, folks. Like, in 2020, Wisconsin was the closest state in the entire country to having our results overturned. It was only one swing vote that ultimately prevented our electoral votes from being cast aside. I don't really want to take that chance.
No.
And especially with Maria Lazar, who just attended an event with Michael Flynn, who has taken endorsements from folks like Jim Troupas, one of the co-engineers of the fake elector scheme, and Michael Gabelman, who is disbarred because he was running a sham investigation about the election, right? Like, that is who Republicans are putting forward as their candidate for the Supreme Court. And that's what's at stake. So if you go to wisdems.org, you can sign up to volunteer, get involved. We have the next general election statewide in the entire country, and you can be a part of it.
Let's talk about that as we get to it. Devin Remiker, thank you so very much for your time here on the Rational Revolution. We'll see you later. Appreciate it,
man. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yes, thank you.
Take care.